The city may not be for everyone, but skin is.
Welcome to Skin in the City podcast, a community of estheticians and beauty lovers, a fun, safe space where we're talking with you, not at you. Plus, take a sneak peek inside of Casey Boone Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley Kerfus. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Do you know the one thing that I wish I had bought sooner in my esthetician career?
The comfortable esthetician chair?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The comfortable esthetician chair.
I know. Can I guess again?
Yes.
The Bell bed.
Yes. Getting an electric bed changed my life. Getting a comfortable chair also is a game changer and really a requirement. But the Bell bed is one of those things that the electric bed from Spawn Equipment is something that's like, you know, it's a higher price point and it felt scary to potentially like invest a couple thousand dollars into a bed.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's what your clients are laying on
like, every time they come in.
Every time.
Hopefully for years.
Yes.
It's actually a great investment.
It's such a good investment because they last forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Plus there's a warranty on them.
Great.
And it's also going to support like your body as an esthetician because you can stand, you can sit, you can fit your legs underneath.
Mm-hmm. It's like fully customizable.
Fully.
The feet are going up, the head's going up.
Yeah.
It's like every person on the bed's comfortable.
Yes.
Every person working as an esthetician with the bed is comfortable.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's just the best. Spawn Equipment does have like a full range of massage and facial beds,
mm-hmm.
some electric, some not, but mm-hmm. I really do highly recommend the Bell bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Haley said, the head and feet go up separately.
Mm-hmm.
It tilts forwards and backwards. It goes up. It goes down. I can work sitting. I can work standing. And the funnest part is it has the LED lights underneath the bed. People are always asking me, like, how did you do that? I'm like, it came with the bed.
Yeah,
like,
built-in mood lighting.
Built-in mood lighting.
I love it. You could do, like, pink for Valentine's Day or something. Cute.
I like to do, like, a color depending on, like, which client's coming in.
Mm.
But I love doing, like, a color of, like the season.
Festive. Yeah. It's like St. Patty's Day. You have, like, a green light on.
So fun. So just, like, all those little things. So check out the Bell bed along with all their other equipment at spawnequipment.com. And don't forget to always use my code Casey, K-A-S-E-Y, for an additional discount.
Woo!
Okay. I was like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
What are we going to talk about? But
I just always know you're going to come up with something. We just sit here and smile at each other for a couple minutes, and then you come up with something.
That's true. So we posted last week. I was sharing a video on like getting good lighting when you're
mm-hmm.
using, when you're filming.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people, I get just like a lot of questions about photos and filming and if I'm using anything like super fancy and
mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm
mm-hmm.
just using my iPhone. I think
mm-hmm.
I have a 14 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
My new favorite thing is using the front camera.
Mm-hmm.
So not like when you're looking at the big screen, but you flip your phone around and like mine has three different cameras on it.
Yeah.
That is a higher quality camera.
Yeah, so instead of like taking a selfie with the mm-hmm. selfie camera,
mm-hmm.
you literally flip your phone around. Like, remember back in the day when you would have like a digital camera and you would turn the camera around?
Yes,
that's what you're doing.
Yes,
with the
if you're old enough to have a digital camera, then you kind of understand.
Yeah,
and my pro tip for you is put it on a 0.5 before you do the picture or the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other tip for you is I always just do a video. And I'll kind of move slow on the 0.5 and I'll kind of hold certain positions like
mm-hmm.
I've been practicing my angles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go back and watch the video and I'll take a screen grab. I'll take a screenshot of the video of like a good picture of myself or
Great.
Whatever it is.
Great.
And
do you just like pause the video?
How yeah,
do you
pause the video and take a screenshot.
Great.
And it's super high quality.
I love it.
Yeah. So there's a few of my tips for you. But after I posted that, I was like, what other questions do you have? I know you guys have filming questions.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's talk about it. It's 2024. It's the life of social media, the life of filming. It's not going away. I'm not saying you have to do it to have a business, but if you're looking ways to grow your clientele, to grow your business, social media definitely is a way to do it. That's how we grew my spa, and that's how we've grown Casey Boone Skincare, and it's great. But my one thing that I would recommend before we go any further is I go on there to work and post, and then I'm pretty much off. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing, but yeah, just feeling, you know, we're both feeling less and less inclined to go onto social media and like doom scroll because it just doesn't feel good.
No, you just feel like so gross. And you're like, how much time did I waste? Too much. Did I like actually gain anything valuable? Did I learn anything? Did I connect with anyone? You know, like Instagram, Facebook, all these things were created like to be social, right? But then you wind up not being social and still using it. That to me is like, why am I doing it? Like, why, you know? Yeah. So I've been pulling back. I mean, if you guys have listened for a long time, you know I've barely ever been on
Instagram. Haley's not a social media person, but she's pulled back even more because you were saying that when you're going on there, you were feeling like just negative or triggered by anything, everything and anything.
I don't want to feel that way. And
negative.
Like, yeah, and it's my own responsibility to not put myself in those positions.
100%.
I can't be like, well, it's triggering me, so they need a change. It's like, well, maybe I need a change.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling back. And let me tell you, I wasn't on there very often because I don't have like boatloads of just extra time, but I have even more time now. Like I'm reading more because I'm not wasting time. Like anytime you're on your phone scrolling, you could be reading a book.
Right. Or just like doing something for yourself. That's like the perfect moment. Like instead of grabbing the phone, could you do that self-care that you've been putting off? Especially us, like we're telling our clients, take your vitamins, do a face mask, reduce stress so you're not breaking out, yet we're not taking the advice so often.
Why don't you stretch for a minute instead of scrolling for a minute? You know, there's so many things you can do with just a minute, 30 seconds, you know, whatever time you were going to scroll for,
which is way more than a minute.
Exactly. But a lot of the time, you're just looking to fill that gap. So if you stretch for a minute, then you're like, oh, yeah, I really wanted to go do this. And then you go be productive.
Right. It's just we're looking for that hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
And addictive. The phone, unfortunately, gives it to us.
I know.
That's also why I don't grab my phone first thing in the morning. I don't even have my phone in my bedroom. And so many people are like, well, what about the alarm? I'm like, well, I have my Fitbit that I can use as an alarm. I also have an iPad that doesn't have social media on it that I could use an alarm. But pro tip on top of a pro tip, I actually don't use an alarm to wake up. But it's taken me many years to train myself.
So I do use an alarm.
Okay.
But I'm also on the same boat as you where I don't sleep with my phone in my room.
Yeah.
My phone, which has its alarm set, is in the kitchen.
And you hear it.
And I can hear it. I don't have a huge house. So if you guys have huge houses, this might not apply to you.
Right.
But if you're putting it in the next room, which means you can't grab it, but it's close enough for you to hear your alarm, like your excuses are no longer valid.
For sure. There's always a way.
Yeah.
There's always
a way. If you want it. If you want it.
If you want it. That's up to you.
My phone charges just fine from the kitchen. My alarm goes off and I turn my coffee pot on and here we go.
That forces you to get out of bed too.
It does.
Yeah.
I think that's why I started doing it years ago.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I once after COVID when I wasn't waking up with alarm, I just decided unless I have to like make it to the airport really early or like I have something big going on, I just don't use an alarm.
Yeah.
But again, I've trained myself over the years to like try and go to sleep and wake up around the same time within like a 1 to 2 hour window.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's nights that I stay up all night.
Yeah. Because you're having fun.
Yeah.
You have to live also.
Yeah. Those are my festival weekends. Those are my, you know, kind of going off the grid weekends.
Yeah.
So I think you need to allow yourself like that space. It's been really helpful for me.
But regularly, keeping your wake and sleep windows within like 1 to 2 hours is optimal.
Yeah.
Just for your body.
For sure.
This is for all people.
And I do adjust it depending on the season too. So right now, like I've been sleeping going to sleep earlier mm-hmm. and trying to wake up earlier. Mm. But in the summertime, I'll probably go to sleep a little bit later and wake yeah. up a little later.
Yeah, you're sleeping when the sun goes down, basically. Yes. Yeah.
Anyhow. Okay, let's answer some of these questions on filming.
Okay.
So the first one is asking the best way to take before and after pictures.
Mm.
Now, I'm not the biggest before and after picture person.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're good long term.
Mm-hmm. What's long term to you?
Long term is like, let's take one and then we're going to take one for every treatment. You're going to come in, you know, my client's coming in once a month. We're going to take one every month,
mm-hmm.
but then we're going to look at like their first treatment. Mm-hmm. And then in 6 months, we're going to look at like where they're at and mm-hmm. compare the first and the last.
Okay.
Cause I feel like you need time
yes.
to really see true improvement. I do see a lot of people posting like the before and after, like right after a facial.
Mm.
To me, I'm like, what is that showing? That like, yeah, I mean, your skin's going to look good after a facial,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. That's just my own
yeah.
personal
you
opinion.
You need more time because you want to see the longevity. You want to see their actual yeah. skin improving.
Yeah.
Like everyone's face looks better after a facial.
Right. Like obviously like the fine lines are going to be a little diminished. Like they're mm-hmm. going to look, have a brighter complexion, but they also might be like a little red and patchy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not showing like the true like long-term results of skincare. And
right.
I think that's why
right.
I'm not a huge fan. Mm-hmm. But if you like it, you do you.
Yeah.
But here is my tip for doing before and after. You want to take the same picture mm-hmm. from the same angle mm-hmm. with good lighting mm-hmm. every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you either have a spot in your treatment room where they're standing, or that means there's a spot where they're laying down. If they're on the treatment bed, like you pick your spot
mm-hmm.
and then you take that picture in the same spot mm-hmm. from the same angle every single time.
You're committed. You're locked in.
I would also say you want to take a picture of their whole face. I don't like those like before and afters where it's just like their forehead. I'm like, what am I looking at? But anyhow, I think you get what I'm saying. Like, yeah. what am I looking
yeah.
at?
Yeah. I need a whole face.
We need the whole face.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you can't like crop and zoom in.
Sure.
But I think it's better to have the full face.
Mm-hmm.
And again, good lighting, like turn on the lights, get a selfie light.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole filming section
mm-hmm.
in our Amazon shop. I'll make sure to link it in the show notes,
mm-hmm.
but check out the filming section. Lighting is key.
It is.
Natural light is great.
Mm-hmm.
Check out on my TikTok. I shared the video about lighting and I'll continue to share.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question is how to get the best angles.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, and tell me your opinion, Haley, because
yeah.
I feel like you've come a long way. Practice.
Mm.
And like, don't be afraid to take like 10 different pictures from like 10 different angles, like
mm-hmm.
further away, closer up, crouch down. Like this is the only way you're going to learn is if you like practice.
Yeah.
But there's not just like one good angle.
Yeah. Because there's so many variables.
There are so many.
Yeah. But I feel like, okay, so for me, when I take multiple pictures, sometimes I won't know before I take the photo. But when I'm flipping through the 10 photos, I can see, oh, this one I like the best because this angle is the best. And then you kind of look at it. You're like, well, what was I doing? Why was this angle good?
Kind of recreate it.
Yeah. Then you learn from it that way. So
yeah.
that's how it works for me.
Okay.
Because sometimes when I'm just like holding the phone and walking around, I'm like, is this better? Like, I can't really tell. Like, I need to be able to actually compare.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I think it also depends, like, what is the angle for? Is the angle for a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Is the angle for a photo, a video?
Mm-hmm.
And like, what are you trying to
yeah.
show?
Is it a product? Is it a person?
Yeah.
Is there natural light? Like,
yeah.
there's a lot of factors that will change angles.
Kind of like my one core thing, though, is whatever you're trying to take a picture or video of, you kind of want it in the middle of the phone or the
mm-hmm.
middle of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps. But honestly, practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll through my Instagram or scroll through Pinterest and see what you like about it and then try and recreate
mm-hmm.
it. Like, I'm fine with you copying me. Everybody copies me. Like, it's fine.
Get on the bandwagon.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good way to like learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And then through that, I was able to find my own style.
Yes.
And then now I'm at the point like I've gotten bored of different styles. So that's pushing me to step outside of the box even more. But that's
try
just kind of like
new.
Yeah, that's like a natural progression on like how to get angles.
Mm-hmm.
Someone saying, how do you manage to produce so much content? I'm in awe.
Mm.
And I'm just always taking pictures and videos. I feel like I always have. It's something that I love. And I do make it a priority because it's one of the top priorities to keep my business running, right? So I'm talking to a lot of people right now. You're listening and you're probably in the treatment room anywhere from 10 to 50 hours a week. I'm not really in the treatment room anymore, which gives me a lot more opportunity to create more content. When I was in the treatment room, I did get good at multitasking, doing video while I was doing treatments. But again, I think I was only so good at that because I had already mastered the craft of being an esthetician. And I wanted to add like another layer to it. So again, it's like just getting in the habit of taking lots of pictures and lots of video. It doesn't mean you're going to use them all. There's so much content that Haley and I play around with and create that never gets posted. And I used to have a hard time with that, but it's just part of the creative process. But I'm just kind of like a, I don't even know what the word is. I'm a capturer. I'm a
documentarian.
A documentarian. Is that a word?
You want to like document
things. I'm a documenter. Like, I love to document. And over the years, my documentation has turned into like an art form. Like I love getting the right light and the angles and capturing whatever I'm
capturing. And you do it in all facets of your life. It's not only for work anymore because you enjoy it so much.
I mean, I do just as much for my personal life as I do for the business because I love it. I think there was like for a while, I think people thought like, or I don't know, I was like worried about other people's perceptions that like I was like videoing too much and like not being present. I'm a pretty present person. I think I've become even more present over the past few years, just, you know, healing myself in many facets. But I just enjoy it. And there's so many, like I've captured so many good moments and memories that I'm grateful for.
And it brings you joy.
But I think you have to learn the balance. Like when do you pull out the phone and when do you put it away?
You can't be on your phone 24/7.
No.
And you're not.
No, I'm not. But it just takes just practice.
Mess
and also around, like,
see what you like.
Like post your videos and then go off of Instagram so you're not comparing to, you know, how much someone else is posting.
I know.
Like last week, I was just like, I am not in the mood to post. So I didn't post for like 6 days.
Which is a long time
for you. It's a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. Someone's asking, how do you set up your camera when waxing clients are doing facials? My favorite tool to use to go hands-free is like the arched light. You've seen it on my Instagram. If you haven't, you've seen it on somebody else's. It looks like a half moon or a mountain. And it's got a light and it also has a camera attachment. And I just set my phone there and I turn it on. It's easy to use. I just record. Sometimes I'll just record the whole service. And then I'll go back in and take little clips. And that I can make multiple reels out of.
So that would be another way to make a lot of content.
And that's easy. And that's easy to do for any service. Waxing, facials, really anything. You just want something where you can like prop it up and then cut from it later. That's really, I think even more than like producing the content is learning how to like capture it and edit it. But that's like a whole other.
That's a whole beast.
That's a whole other beast. Okay, and last good question that I had was someone's asking about trends. I kind of stay away from most of the trends. I like to create my own trends. But trends that I feel like I'm predicting for 2024, like we were talking about in the beginning of this episode, is using the front camera and using the 0.5. That's the trend, honey. Work with that. Like just experiment with that.
Make your own trend.
But that 0.5 back camera. Stop doing the selfie camera and start doing the back camera. And show yourself in the 0.5 in the back camera. If that makes sense.
You're using it as a selfie. So you should be in it.
I say that's definitely a trend. I also liked when Haley and I taped the phone to the ceiling.
That was great.
And got a different perspective. That I see that potentially becoming a larger trend in 2024 because you're going to be seeing more of me do that, which means you'll probably see other people do it. But other than that, I'm not sure. I think we're getting away from like more curated and we want to see more real life. Like, we want to see more like raw, the real deal. You know, I've gotten away from filters for the most part. I think I don't like filters.
You never did. Even when they were huge, you were never a fan.
No. So I think filters are out. I think camera angles are in, especially the 0.5 on the back camera. Yeah. I think I feel like more real life shit.
Yes.
Just like more real life, not so perfectly curated. And I think we've already been seeing this, but like fast moving. So cut it faster than you think. Like, if you're editing videos and you're leaving it for 4 seconds, try 1 second.
It sounds crazy. Yeah.
But I mean, Haley and I will cut many seconds off of it because you want it to move fast to keep people's attention.
Yeah. Because people have like no attention span.
Zero.
Yeah. And so you need it has to be fast.
Yeah. And you need to capture their attention in like 0.5 seconds for them to keep watching, which is so wild.
Crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah. But if you're like drawing it out, it's like it can be boring.
Yeah.
You know, put some fun music on top of it. It doesn't have to be you talking. It doesn't have to have words on it. It could just have some good music.
Great.
I think music really helps when it comes to like, if you're looking for like something that's quote unquote trending, I have seen that help me sometimes. So sometimes I'll use trending sounds, sometimes not. I just kind of go with what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But again, I've been doing this a long time and I just, the more I have fun with it, I feel like the less pressure it does and the better that my content performs. But I don't hold it to any type of standard. And I also don't compare it to what anyone else is doing. So
that's great. Those are great tips.
So film some stuff, post some stuff, tag us in it so we can see.
Yes.
And let us know if you have any other questions about filming or really anything else, because we love answering your questions on the podcast. Make sure you're following me at Casey Bone Skincare on Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
We'll see you next week.